As is required by law, this matter was referred to the Charter School Accountability Committee, or CSAC, for investigation and report. The CSAC recommended approval of this application with the following conditions. On or before July 1st, 2021, the school submit a plan for at least 65% of Great Oaks teachers to become licensed and certified in the correct content area by September 1, 2021. This will include a plan for each individual unlicensed and or uncertified teacher currently employed by the school. I'll pause for just a second and just ask that if you are on via phone or via video, if you would just self-mute. The certification must be held in the content area in which they are teaching and for the group of students for which they are assigned. Great Oaks is to be reminded that the only exception to full licensure and certification is for areas where there is no qualified alternative certification. The next condition, on or before July 1st, 2021, the school must submit a full recruitment plan for the 2021-2022 school year. On or before the last day of each month, the school must submit monthly updates on recruitment and enrollment through September 30th, 2021. On or before October 31st, 2021, the school must submit a budget demonstrating financial viability based on the September 30 unit count. On or before April 1st, 2022, the school must demonstrate 80% enrollment. Should enrollment fall between 80% and 90%, the school must submit a budget demonstrating financial viability based on the April 1, 2022 count. Additionally, the school's authorized enrollment will become 325 students. Again, just to recap, those are the conditions that CSAC recommended to the secretary. This joint public hearing is being held by the Department of Education and the State Board of Education. Joining me tonight is Vince Lofink from the State Board of Education. I would like the record to reflect that the notice of time, date, and place of today's public hearing was published at the Charter School Accountability Committee's official place of business, on the Department of Education's official website, and on the state public meeting calendar on the state's official website. On March 12, 2020, Governor Carney issued a declaration of a state of emergency for the state of Delaware due to a public health threat. The state of emergency allows all public meetings of the executive branch public bodies, including this meeting, to be conducted electronically, either by means of telephone or video conference call. This meeting is open to the public electronically only, as was reflected on the state's public meeting calendar. An audio recording of this hearing will be made and posted to the Charter School Office's website. It will be necessary for each speaker to clearly identify his or herself before beginning to speak. The record of this hearing will be provided to the Secretary of Education and members of the State Board of Education, together with any written and electronic comments received during the renewal decision process. To date, comments received on this renewal application are posted on the Charter School Office's website. Members of the public should refrain from speaking until the time for public comment. As a courtesy to others and to prevent unnecessary disruption, please mute your line when you are not speaking. We will proceed in the following manner. First, we will hear from representatives of the charter school who wish to comment on the modification application. For clarification, members of the charter school are any charter school staff and or board members that wish to comment. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officer, charter school representatives shall be limited to 15 minutes in total. Next, we will take comments from the public. If you are a member of the public and desire to speak, please place your name in the chat if you are able to. I will call for members of the public attending via phone afterwards. All public speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. I reserve the right to impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions if the speakers prevent this hearing from accomplishing its goals in a reasonable manner, such as speaking too long, being unduly repetitious, or by extended discussion of irrelevancies. This hearing's purpose is strictly to collect public comment. Questions of the Department of Education and the State Board of Education are not permitted and will not be acknowledged. At this point, we will accept comments from any school representatives, starting with you, Mr. Kent.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Travers, for hosting and facilitating this hearing. I'd like to also thank Secretary Bunting for allowing us to submit our modification, as well as recognizing our state board members who are here, and the chair and Mr. Lofink, as well as Ms. Noble. And to our board members who are on the call, good evening, as well as some of our staff who are joining us as well. We would like to take the time to thank and appreciate. We want to express our appreciation for the Charter School Accountability Committee for reviewing our modification and recommending approval for the modification to be approved with the conditions that you read earlier, Mr. Travers. And with that, I'm going to pause and allow any of our other staff or board members to share.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Samantha Lopez. I am the head of school. And I just want to say again, thank you for the consideration. At this moment, we are working diligently to make sure that we meet your recommendations and that we're partnering up just with different stakeholders to provide the opportunities and access that our students need to truly thrive. So I do want to say thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Lopez. Ms. Lopez is not feeling well. Thank you for your presence. We really appreciate it.
Are there other members from the school that would like to speak at this time? Hearing none, we will move on. At this point, the committee will accept, comments from anyone else who has either placed in the chat they would like to speak or is on telephone conference line. There is no one in the chat that would like to speak at this time, so I will open it up to anyone that may be on the telephone or unable to place into the chat that they would like to speak. So, other public speakers tonight, please make sure to state your name clearly. Okay. Hearing none, I want to thank you all for participating today. The Secretary will consider your comments in deciding at the conclusion of the renewal process what decision to submit to the State Board for assent if needed. This hearing is now closed. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
Thank you, Leroy. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Travers.
Thank you.
Thank you.